What's your thoughts on the Lakers tonight?
You know, they've got a team that's capable of scoring a lot of different ways. Obviously, they came off coming off a tough game last night. Last time we played them, you know, they had their way a little bit with us on the boards. I think, you know, between Jordan Hill and Davis and Boozer, they've got a lot of activity down low. And, you know, Nick Young capable of getting 40 or 50 on any given night.
You can have Alec around the team. I know he can't participate.
But. Yeah, I mean, he's sitting in some film sessions and just having his voice. And you know, it's important. I think, you know, the fact that he wanted to be around and you know, a lot of guys in situations like this will just, you know, it's completely understandable, will do their rehab somewhere else. So to have him here with our group right now, I think is good for him and it's good for our team.
Coach, we're almost halfway through the season now. How would you assess the performance of not only your guys, but how you've done as a first-year head coach?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get into kind of rating everything. You know, I think the rating would be all over the board from game to game. I mean, if you're really honest with yourself, you know, and you think I could have done better here, or this was a good shoot around, this wasn't a good shoot around, and by the same token with our team. I think the important thing for us is that we're trying to use every opportunity to get better. And I, you know, that's something, whether I'm a, you know, first-year NBA head coach, you know, first-year head coach in college, 10-year NBA head coach, I don't think that the process for me is going to change. You just try to keep figuring out how to help your team get better. And I think our players have been amenable to that. And as long as we keep seeing improvement, to me, that's the improvement gets slower. You know, if you get better, it's harder. But hopefully that's the way we want to approach the rest of the season, just like we have thus far.
Anything change from, I know Rodney's been upgraded, but from yesterday to today, from what you've seen in his ability to play right now?
You know, he was moving pretty good yesterday. I think a lot of it just is, you know, making sure that whatever soreness he has is either minimal or non-existent, you know, to make sure that, you know, that he's in a good place with that. And I think that's been the case. You know, we've been conservative. We care about our guy's health first and foremost. And so if he's out there, you can be sure he's ready to go.
News for us is Kobe not playing back-to-backs anymore. From a coaching standpoint, kind of where are your thoughts on it?
I mean, it makes sense to me. I think a lot of the teams in the league, we did it last year in Atlanta when we had some depth with our bigs, and there would be a game that, you know, Elton Brand was a great game for Elton, and the next night Elton would rest and Perry Antich would play. You know, obviously it's different with Kobe, but I think you've seen, you know, Coach Pop with the Spurs do it for a number of years where you're, you know, it's a long race, you know, and to make sure that you're using your guys the best way possible. I think it's no different than, you know, I try to keep Gordon and all our starters minutes, you know, between 30 and 35. I just believe that that's the best way to help our team and to help them. I mean, you want guys to be fresh when the game's on the line, and you also want them to be fresh at the end of the year, and you want them to be healthy 2 years from now. And I think all those minutes over a period of time add up.
Speaking of minutes, your favorite topic, just you got a lot of bigs right now, and you get to divvy those up. Just talk about finding that balance.
I think we're going to go small and just play Exum at the power forward and show everybody that he and Trey can play together.